When Geraldine Doogue was told the next subject of her Compass program was going to be on Jack Charles, she thought, well, she didn't really know a great deal about him. This meant she had to deep dive into his history to find out what had made him the man he was when she spoke to him a few years ago. I asked her what were her first impressions on meeting Uncle Jack Charles.
Look, I was surprised. He was like a little gnome, a sort of an elf, to be candid. But there was honestly something special about him. I've been trying to distill my thoughts about it ever since you invited me to say something. I really felt he was a highly intelligent man. I felt there was something I couldn't quite put my finger on. Not a bad thing. It was like he was a bit enigmatic, but there was something really, a little bit of magic about him. And it had clearly helped him survive everything. And it had clearly charmed all sorts of people whom he'd been a naughty boy in front of, if you know what I mean, the police and so on. He really was something. He was something out of the ordinary.
Yes, you sort of get the feeling he could charm his way out of any situation.
Yes.
And of course he had to, because he was he's one of the stolen generation, and he suffered abuse at the boys' home where he grew up. But he sort of rose above it and managed to sort of make a living in the hardest of careers. It's incredible, isn't it, when you think?
He did, but he grew and grew, you know. I watched when they commissioned, you know, Compass commissioned at Ascension, said, look, we'd really like to, you know, we think our next big interview could be with Jack Charles. And then I had to read up on him and met him and was completely charmed. I mean, I think it's actually a very good interview. It's fascinating because it's quite, the crew was very beguiled by him. But then I watched him just grow and grow, and he got, you know, he was so good in that sort of his on-stage presence, in my opinion, grew. I think his professional presence grew. And so I think he died, you know, just of late. He hasn't been quite so obvious, like just a very recent times. But I think he had a very good late life, professional life. And I think he was a happier man too.
I just think, you know, he went through some terrible times. It got in, you know, had addiction, got involved in petty crime. It's really hard to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and then get back on the horse and take off again. He did it, and I guess it's given him some backbone along the way, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think he is that survivor type, but I think he also, he must have delved into himself. I mean, I thought quite a lot about this. There was some, strangely enough, absence of utter horror, I think. Maybe people might say to you I'm wrong, but to me, he had met, even in his downtime, some benign people, including the police. And I think there was something about Jack that intrigued people, and I think it might have saved him. So, you know, I think he had some horror times, don't get me, absolute horror times. But somehow or other, it wasn't all shocking, and consequently Jack survived.
And do you think there's a bit of the clever man about him?
I do. I really do. I mean, he was a little magician in his own way, and I think he stirred up, I think there were jealousies in the, he could stir up jealousies, and I think there had been some very much ups and downs, but he seemed to me to have developed he was equable about that. He really liked the broader community, very much liked it, wanted its approval. I would say that as well.
Well, I think by and large, a lot of people did approve, and they loved seeing that glint in his eye when he popped up in some television series or another. And I think too that he's a different sort of a role model for people that goes beyond the usual sporting stars and things.
Oh yes, so, definitely.
But he was an inspirational person.
No, you're right. I came away feeling quite inspired, very much so. Because I wasn't expecting it. Like with someone like Archie Roach, I went in with a lot behind me. I really didn't know an awful lot about Jack Charles. And so I had to learn. And, of course, I was beguiled. And I came away thinking, wow, you are special. But not just simple survivor special, much more than that. Honestly, much more than that. I know I really feel glad and privileged to have met Jack Charles. And I thought, but, you know, there was a big life force in Jack that wasn't easily quelled.
Geraldine Doog, host of the ABC Compass program and speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.